This is KCUR 89.3. When your health acts up, the usual reaction is to go to the doctor. But what if you can't find one who has time to see you? That's the crisis looming in Wyandotte County, where the number of primary care physicians per person is less than half that of neighboring Johnson County. In this installment of our series Crossing to Health, KCUR's Alex Smith looks at how to get more primary care into the area, particularly as demand rises.
On a Sunday morning, New Bethel Church in Kansas City, Kansas comes alive with the sounds of worship as a full gospel choir and band bring hundreds of congregants to their feet. At the center of the action, guitarist Clarence Taylor sits with his eyes lowered, strumming angelic-sounding chords. Taylor has a sound that would put a lot of hotshot guitarists to shame, but he doesn't claim the talent for himself. He says it's a divine gift.
I don't know the notes. I can just pick it up. Sometimes it amazes me.
Taylor is self-employed, and for years he paid for healthcare out of pocket when emergencies arose. But when chronic health issues like bad knees, diabetes, and heart problems got worse, he didn't know where to turn.
That's when you start really praying, saying, God, you're going to have to help me, because I don't know who to talk to.
Finding primary care doctors to talk to about health problems can be hard in Wyandotte County. In the past couple of years, the Affordable Care Act has provided thousands of residents here with insurance, creating a surge in demand for health care in a county that had already been designated a health professional shortage area. But increased demand alone won't entice more doctors here. Instead, the future of the county's health workforce will be shaped in large part by the decisions of fresh-faced medical students just starting their careers.
And tell me when it's at its worst, in the morning, during the day, at the end of the evening?
On a Monday evening at the J-Doc Free Clinic in Kansas City, Kansas, second-year students try their hand at family medicine. It's been an eye-opening experience for student Haley Baker.
Patients will come in for like pink eye and you're like, oh, this is easy. They'll be out in 30 minutes. And then you realize, oh, they have hypertension. They have diabetes. Or like, oh, they're homeless.
This kind of care isn't where the money is. Primary care is at the bottom of the pay scale for doctors, about half of what cardiologists or orthopedic surgeons make. With medical school debt that averages nearly $200,000, money can be hard to ignore for students like Baker who have hard decisions to make about their future.
That is something that I think about because it's just insane how much in debt I'm going to be.
When these students eventually decide where to practice, working someplace like Wyandotte County with its high numbers of Medicaid, Medicare, and uninsured patients can be a tough sell compared with working in a place like Johnson County where lots of privately insured patients essentially guarantee a good salary. To get doctors working in underserved areas, Kansas and the federal government have loan forgiveness programs. But the problem in Wyandotte County remains. The solution, according to Professor Aaron Freyer of the University of North Carolina at Chapel Hill, may be an appeal not to the bank account, but to the heart.
It's not just about reimbursement. It's about the quality of practice. It's about the joy in practice.
Freyer, who studies the healthcare workforce, says that medical schools need to get students out of the classroom and hospitals and into communities like Wyandotte as early as possible. Working in a place like the J-Doc Clinic can inspire students to a higher calling if they're exposed to it before financial incentives take hold.
When they put their students out into these underserved communities, medical students become very excited about serving these patients. And so we know then that they may go on to pursue a residency in a community where there is greater need.
But even for doctors with a passion for it, the work is not easy.
It's a really tough way to make a living.
Dr. Sharon Lee runs the Family Care Clinic in Kansas City, Kansas. Many of the patients she sees have complicated health issues and even messier lives with problems like poverty, heavy work demands, lack of transportation, and emotional issues. And it's common for patients to simply fall off the radar.
It's hard when you have a person that you believe you have some way of helping and then they don't follow through.
More than two-thirds of doctors who chose family medicine say they wouldn't do it again. So to support their work, Freyer says communities need people who will look after patients after they leave the doctor's office.
You need to build a team around them. You need social workers. You need community health workers to help translate what the physician says to the patient and actually help them be adherent.
The New Bethel Church is one of many Wyandotte County organizations that have latched on to that idea. The federal government recently awarded the county a big grant to support more of this work and hire community health workers. and it was with the help of the church's community health director that guitarist Clarence Taylor was able to get insurance subsidies and get connected with the primary care doctors and nurses he needed.
God has hooked me up with the right people, so I'm glad.
The number of primary care doctors per person in the county is still shrinking, but with lots of newly insured people thanks to the Affordable Care Act and a growing army of community health workers, the county is slowly starting to become a more appealing place for doctors to work. What's needed now is more medical students finding inspiration and heeding the call to come serve the underserved people of Wyandotte County. Alex Smith, Heartland Health Monitor.
Alex Smith's reporting was undertaken as a California Health Journalism Fellow at the Center for Health Journalism at the University of Southern California's Annenberg School of Journalism.